Hearts on Fire, A Guide to Personal Revival, Fred A. Hartley III, read with joy by the author. Published by CLC Publications, P.O. Box 1449, Fort Washington, Pennsylvania, 19034. Copyrighted 2021, Fred A. Hartley III, all rights reserved. Published 2021, unless otherwise noted, scripture quotations are from the ESV Bible, the Holy Bible English Standard Version, copyright 2001 by Crossway, all rights reserved. Scripture quotations marked NIV are from the Holy Bible New International Version, NIV 1984, International Bible Society, used by permission. Chapter 1, Heart Fire. My heart was made for fire, so was yours. Heart fire is the invigorating feeling that ignites inside you when you encounter reality, the reality of the living God and the reality of who you were meant to be. But fire is more than a feeling, much more. Fire, as I will use the word, refers to the manifest presence of God. Fire inside you is triggered by fire inside God. The Bible explains, Deuteronomy 4:24, Hebrews 12:29, our God is a consuming fire. When the fire inside God touches something inside you, the effect is spontaneous combustion. When your inner life catches fire, things automatically heat up and change. Bad things are exposed and consumed. Good things are purified and strengthened. Right now, this may be hard for you to imagine, but God has made your heart to be a flame holder for His presence. The Bible is full of hearts on fire. The day Jesus rose from the dead and walked out of the tomb, He met two of His disciples and taught one of the most effective impromptu Bible studies of all time. Following His teaching, they turned and said to each other, "Did not our hearts burn within us?" Luke 24:32. They were describing heart fire. Did not our hearts burn within us? Countless other Bible champions also met God in the fire of His manifest presence. Moses was introduced to heart fire when God spoke to him from the burning bush. David knew the reality of heart fire when fire miraculously came from heaven and he knelt in worship. Solomon was overwhelmed with heart fire when God's fire consumed his offering as he dedicated the temple. Elijah led the nation to heart fire when God manifested His presence on Mount Carmel. Isaiah's life was...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?